Hello, and welcome to Inspiration with C. Melita Webb. Today, I thought we would talk about finding balance in our lives. It's really interesting that people sometimes think they can straddle both good and bad. And unfortunately, when you're straddling good and bad, you often fall in the gray. Neither hot nor cold. And that can be dangerous. In the Bible, it speaks about having salt, which is flavor. And when you have flavor, you have substance. You have direction. And you have fortitude. When you don't have flavor, you are missing a lot of things. You have no taste. There is nothing good, neither sweet nor bad. It's plain, undesirable, and again, dangerous. So when you're thinking about life and you're trying to figure out which way you should go, you need to always make sure you're going the right way. Don't stick your feet in just a little bit and test the waters to see if you could get burned or not. Don't take chances that can actually cause you to have extreme regrets. And don't make rash decisions. It's important that you think about your life and you realize the value you have. You know, life is the most significant blessing you will ever receive. And you need to understand that and appreciate it. And life is not promised from one second to the next. So you need to live your life with flavor, with determination, with fortitude, and with meaning. It's important that when you make a step, you are confident that that is the best step you can make. And that you realize that you're not just representing yourself or your family, but you're representing God. And so when you think of things in those terms, you should want to make sure that that step is the best step and that it's a sturdy step and realize that people are coming behind you and they'll be watching you as well. So my thought for you today is to make sure that you're not straddling the middle and that you're not bland. Live your life with flavor, purpose, and love. So wishing you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a restful evening. Until we speak again, goodbye.